接下来是读经的时间。
It's time to for scripture reading.
今天经文是在启示录第二十一章一到四节。
Today's scripture reading can be found in the book of Revelation.
启示录是圣经的最后一卷书。
The book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible.
第二十一章。
Chapter 21.
一到四节。
Verses 1-4.
好，由我来读。
I'll read it for you.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有哀嚎，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。下面是信息的时间。
Now it's time for message.
我们把下面的时间交给
很高兴今天可以介绍我们的讲员。
I'm very honored today to be able to introduce our speaker to you.
Pastor James Pandolfino.
Pastor James Pandolfino.
他是从Syracuse 雪城一个教会过来跟我们讲道的。
He's a pastor in the church in Syracuse.
今天早上在英文堂有机会听到Pastor Pandolfino 的讲道。
This morning I had a chance to hear his sermon during the English worship.
他很有心想要在不同的校园当中去建立这个呼教学的团契。
He has the heart to establish apologetic Bible groups in different campus.
所以他成立了一个 Rachel Christie 的 apologetics ministry.
所以他成So he established Rachel Christie Apologetics Ministry.
今天会跟我们讲到的题目是住在永恒的光中。
So today he's going to share us with a message titled Living in the Light of Eternity.
我们把时间交给。
Let's give the time to Pastor James.
Good morning.
大家早。
Thank you for the honor of being with you today.
谢谢你今天让我有荣幸能够跟大家在一块。
And thank you for all the hills of Ithaca.
谢谢你给我们给我在Ithaca 的这么多山坡。
A little bit of backdrop of who I am to help you understand where we're coming from today.
我大概给你们介绍一下我的背景，所以你们更能够知道我讲到了这个从哪个方向着手。
I did not grow up in a Christian home.
我不是在基督教的家庭长大的。
And I was not a follower of Christ until my mid-20s.
我一直到差不多二十几岁的时候，我才认识耶稣。
Now you're wondering how old I am.
所以你们猜我现在到底几岁？
It was 30 years ago.
那差不多三十年以前的事情了。
My background was really sociology was my major in college.
所以我在大学的时候读的是社会学。
But my interests were in different religions, belief systems, things of why people follow certain traditions.
但是我的兴趣呢，主要是在不同的宗教或者不同的信仰，为什么人他会这个遵从一些不同的这个仪式呢？
So I studied and read everything that I could get my hands on besides the Bible.
所以呢，我开始在研究的时候呢，我什么都读了，就是没读圣经。
Then one evening, like I mentioned 30 years ago, something changed in my life and I asked God to show me who he was.
所以呢，差不多30年前的时候，像我刚刚讲，有一天晚上呢， 我就有一个事情发生了，所以呢，我就跟神要求说，让我认识他。
This was a simple childlike prayer.
这个我祷告呢，是好像一个孩童一样的一个比较单纯的祷告。
I had no idea what I was getting into.
啊，我祷告的时候，我不知道自己最后是会带我自己进入到什么事情去了。
Right after that, I found a Bible study to go to.
所以我祷告了之后呢，我自己就找了一个查经班。
This was the first Bible study I'd ever been to.
那这个查经班是我一辈子第一次去的查经班。
And I met the woman who became my wife, and we're still married after all these years.
所以我在那里认识了我现在的太太，然后我们到现在都还是夫妻关系的。
My one and only wife.
所以我唯一的最爱的太太。
We have two children.
我们有两个孩子。
Both college students.
两个都在读大学了。
Both studying in areas of science.
都是在读跟科学有关的专业。
In fact, my son, who molecular biology, is looking to transfer here for his graduate school.
那我儿子呢？他读的是分子生物学，他正要来想要转学来到康奈尔读研究所。
So I will have to learn the roads of Ithaca.
所以我必须要好好的把 Ithaca 的这个地理要熟悉清楚。
Today I'd like to talk to you about something. It's sort of just an overview of what we call apologetics.
所以今天我要跟大家分享呢，是差不多应该是在护教学的一个整统的概念。
Now the word apologetics. May be a familiar term, or it may be a not familiar term.
那护教学可能对一些人来讲熟悉，对其他人可能不是这么熟悉。
It's used 11 times in the New Testament.
在新约里面呢，用了十一次这个字。
The most familiar verse is 1 Peter 3:15.
在最熟悉的呢是彼得一书三章十五节
，where Peter says, "Always be ready to give an answer."
彼得说，彼得大概是彼得一书三章十五节说要心中常做准备。
He says, "For the hope that you have to everyone who asks with meekness, reverence, gentleness towards others."
若有人问你心中盼望的缘由，就要以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
The word used there for answer is the word in the Greek.Apologetics.
所以在这边讲的回答个人的回答呢，在希腊文里面呢，就是护教学的意思。
And that simply means to give answers for why you believe what you believe.
所以那意思就是说，你要跟人家解释，要回答人家你为什么会相信。
So this is what I do training people.
所以呢，我就在我的事工上面就是这样子训练。
And encouraging people to know why they believe what they believe.
那我也鼓励他们呢，他们要知道他们为什么相信他们所相信的。
And to be able to share that with others.
然后有能力呢，把他们相信的这些东西解释告诉别人。
That's apologetics.
那这个就护教学。
It doesn't mean you're saying you're sorry all the time.
那不是说 apologetics 不是说道歉，那这个是护教。
Okay, if you have your outline there, we're going to follow the outline beginning in Ecclesiastes 3:11.
所以呢，如果你有你这个手上这个大纲的话呢，我们会按照这个讲。那一开始呢，就是在讲《传道书》三章十一节。
What the writer of this book Solomon says.
那这个书的作者呢，所罗门王他这样说。
He tells us that mankind, people from all different cultures, all different backgrounds, everyone has a knowledge of God.
他讲的就是说，不论是什么样种族的人，什么样国籍的人，什么样语言的人，他们都对神是有一个意识的，有一个知识的。
He wrote, speaking of God, He has made everything beautiful in its time.
在这里，所罗门王说，神造万物各按其时成为美好。
And then he says, He's put, that is, God has put eternity in our hearts.
他说，神又将永生。安置在世人心里。
What he is saying here is that everyone has awareness, intuitive awareness, that there is more to life than just this life.
他意思就是说，每一个人他们本能的在意识上知道是有神的存在。
The dominant philosophy of today is called naturalism.
那现在在现世的这个啊主比较主导的这个啊哲学理论呢，是觉得说是啊
，naturalism，
就是自然论
，which says that all that is reality is what you can touch, taste, see, hear, and smell。
那也就是说，你事实是什么呢？就是你能看到、你能摸到、你能闻到、能够听到的、你能尝到的这个东西才是事实。
But as humans, we know there's something more than that.
但身为人类呢，我们知道这个世界上有超越这些的东西。
What the writer here says is that God has put this awareness of beyond eternity in our hearts.
那在这个经节里面告诉我们说，神把这样子的意识呢，知道说有超越这个的，有这个永恒是放在我们心里面。
In other words, we all know that life is more than just existing.And that there beyond this life, there is life that goes eternally.
那也就是说，我们每一个人心里面都明白，生命呢是超越我们看得到的我们的存在，在我们的存在之后还有一个永恒。
He also goes on to say in that same verse, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
那接下来在这个经节之后呢，又讲，然而神。从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
What he means is that the knowledge of God is inexhaustible because God is infinite.
那也就是说呢，这对神的知识呢是始终没有停止的，因为神他是无限的。
So that means you and I will never know everything there is to know.
也就是说，我们彼此呢都没有办法完全的知道我们需要知道的事情。
And it's okay.
但是没关系。
Because God has revealed enough for us to know what He requires of us.
因为神他把想要我们知道的、要我们明白的，都已经给我们看到了。
As it says in the outline,
就好像在大纲里面也讲了。
Throughout recorded human history, all people groups, regardless of nationality.
就在我们的人类的历史当中呢，我们知道，不管你是什么种族，不管你是什么国家
，language or religion，
不管用什么语言或者什么信仰
，have an intuitive knowledge or awareness of God's reality。
每个人都有一个本能的、一个潜意识的知道神的存在。
Now people can suppress or push away this knowledge。
那有些人他们可以呢压抑，或者是呢就不要看这个知识或这个潜意识。
But that is not very satisfying.
但是呢，很不能让人满足的。
Because deep inside, we know that life is more than just existing.
因为我们在内心深处，我们知道我们的生命呢，不光只是存活而已。
Again, in the outline.
啊，接下来我们再看大纲。
In the midst of mankind seeking God, there is also the realization that He transcends or He's beyond our knowledge.
所以在我们人类寻求神的过程当中呢，我们会发现。会了解了，是神呢？他的存在是超越我们的知识的。
In our limited capacity as human beings, we will never know the totality of God.
所以，我们人类这个有限的智慧呢，是没有办法完全的了解神。
But again, that's okay.
但是我再说一遍，这是没关系的。
In fact, that makes sense because God, as creator of this universe, just by creation alone, tells us that God is.Awesome, he's great and wonderful.
就像我刚刚讲的，因为呢，神他是创造我们的，他是超越我们的。就光是看神的创造，我们就知道可以明白神的可敬可畏。
In the New Testament, Paul talks about this awareness.
在新约里面呢，使徒保罗他也讲到这样子的意识。
In Romans 2:15,
在罗马书二章十五节
，Paul says this.
保罗这样说。
The work of God's law, God's truth, is written on our hearts.
写出律法的功用刻在他们心里。
Our conscience bearing witness.
他们的是非之心同作见证。
The word conscience is from two Greek words, con, which means with, and science means knowledge.
所以是非之心或者是良心在希腊文里面呢就是是共同的知识。
We know in our conscience right from wrong.
在我们的是非之心，我们的良心里面呢，我们能够分辨善恶。
Truth from error.
真实的跟假的。
But we don't have to listen.
但是我们可以不要听这个是非之心。
Scripture tells us people sometimes suppress that knowledge, that conscience.
圣经告诉我们说，有些人有时候呢，他们就是压抑这样子的良心。
But because God loves us, He keeps speaking to us.
那因为神爱我们，所以他不断的告诉我们。
He doesn't let us go easily.
他也不会轻易就放过我们了。
Now we all have this awareness from the creation, from our conscience, that God is reality.
我们呢，在神的创造的当中，还有在我们自己的良心里面，都可以意识到神的真实。
Now the psalmist in Psalm 19 speaks of that creation.
那诗人在诗篇里面呢，也讲到神的创造。
He speaks of the external witness of creation to God's creative abilities, His awesomeness.
他用见证神的创造物来认识神他的大而可畏。
I read, "The heavens declare the glory of God; the firmament shows His handiwork."
诗篇这样说：诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
What the psalmist is saying is that creation speaks of the order and the beauty and the complexity that God has put forth as a testimony of who God is.
那诗人的意思就是说呢，我们看到神创造里面的这些秩序、这些复杂性、这些荣美，我们就可以见证到神创造的伟大。
He goes on to say how everyone has the witness of creation, everyone.
好，他接下来诗人又讲说，为什么每一个人都见证到神的伟大呢？创造的伟大呢？
He says, day unto day, that is creation, utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge.
也就是说，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
There is no speech nor language where the voice of creation is not heard.
无言无语，也无声音可听。
Throughout history of mankind, people have testified that they see God in the creation.
在人类的历史当中呢，每一个种族都会见证到神，见证到神，因为看到神的创造。
Creation itself speaks loudly of the Creator.
因为这个被造之物呢，是大大的赞扬了，大大说明了这个创造者是什么样子。
Again, the complexity of life, the order, design, and beauty that is witnessed throughout all creation provides a significant witness as to the majesty and power of our wondrous Creator.
也就是我们看到这些复杂性、这个秩序性、这个设计，还有这里面的美妙，神设计的这些东西，都是在见证神他的创造，也能够见证到神他的伟大。
Now, besides the conscience and creation, there is one other witness that God has spoken to all people.
除了我们里面的良心，还有神所创造的各样万物之外呢，还有一个东西也可以帮助我们更认识的这个神真实的这个知识。
History, human history provides authentic revelation of God's most marvelous intervention.
也就是人类的历史，因为人类历史呢，是在能够显明神他在人类历史当中的介入呢，是最明显的显出来。
In the book of Romans, Paul writes about this other voice that God has spoken to us.
在罗马书里面呢，使徒保罗他也告诉我们，让我们听到的另外一个声音。
Some people have asked me this question: What would I like on my tombstone?
有些人问我说，在我死掉以后，在我坟墓的墓碑上面，我想要写什么字
？You probably haven't thought about that question lately.
你是不是最近没有在想这个问题
？I have strange friends.
我有一些很奇怪的朋友。
But I would like this verse to be on my tombstone.
但是呢，我想要把这一段经文呢，放在我的这个墓碑上面。
Romans 5:8.
罗马书五章八节。
God demonstrates or proves His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
See, this verse tells us something about the nature of God, that he is not silent.
所以这段经文告诉我们说，神他不是一个不说话沉默的神。
It says that he demonstrates or proves his love for you.
在这里他讲说神为我们显明了，或者为我们证明了他对我们的爱。
See, this is what distinguishes Jesus of Nazareth from all others.
这个也就是把拿撒勒人耶稣跟其他人、分辨出来不同的地方。
In Jesus Christ, we see the love of God.
在耶稣基督里面，我们见到了神的爱。
His life was foretold by the prophets.
耶稣的一生已经在先知的言语里面已经事先告诉我们了。
Where he would be born.
他在哪里出生？
Why he would come?
他为什么要来?
What was his mission?
他来的旨意是什么?
And the ultimate proof of who he was?
那最后要证明他是谁?
His resurrection.
他的复活。
Jesus, in Jesus, God fulfilled his promise.
耶稣基督他已经见证了，他已经完成了这些的预言。
He offered tangible proof in history.
所以在历史当中呢，它是一个很实际的证明
of his nature，
也证明了神的本性
and of us who we are，
它也证明了我们到底是谁。
God is love，
神的爱。
He proved his love in Jesus，
他透过耶稣基督把他的爱向我们证明了，向我们显明了。
We call it that great intervention，
我们这个是神的大作为。
The gospel event.
这个就是福音的这个事件。
Jesus came to die on that cross to pay my debt of sin.
耶稣来在十字架上为我们的罪而死，所以我们可以得到救赎。
See, as we said, creation tells us that there is a creator.
所以我们借所造之物，我们就知道有一个创造者。
But my conscience.Tells me that there's something wrong.
我们的良知，我们的是非之心，告诉我们什么是是，什么为非。
That people, all people, have strayed from what God would have for us.
所以让我们明白，世人都远离神了，都犯了罪。
This is why Jesus came to earth.
这也是为什么耶稣要来到我们世上。
Again, to demonstrate or to prove who God is.
他要来向我们显明或向我们证明神是谁。
As scripture tells us, for God so loved the world.
在经文里面告诉我们说神如此爱，神爱我们。
This means China, America.
不管在中国或在美国。
Saudi Arabia, Syria.
在沙特阿拉伯或在叙利亚。
Every nation, as we said earlier, everyone in all of creation, God is calling to him.
所以呢，在不管在什么国家，事实上在圣经里面告诉我们说，每一个人都是在神的创造当中，神要呼召我们。
As we look at the scripture, it tells us someday we'll see everyone in this place called heaven.
所以在圣经里面，我们知道有一天我们每个人都会看到有个地方叫天堂。
Who has come to faith in Jesus Christ?
对一些已经认识神的人来讲。
It says from every tribe, every nation, every tongue.
在各族各国讲各样的语言。
We'll be singing praises like you sang this morning.
都要一起颂赞唱诗歌颂赞神。
We'll be singing together.
我一起唱诗歌。
And by the way, this, you're singing though I'm limited in my understanding.
所以呢，虽然我对你们唱的内容不是很了解。
Was still beautiful to my heart.
你们的诗歌我听起来还是非常美的。
We finished with the verse from Revelation 21.
最后呢，我想要用在启示录里面21章里面的经节来结束。
And that's the same passage we will finish today as we finish. And I notice we're early.
我知道我们今天是结束有点早，但是呢，这是我想结束的经文。
Okay, maybe we can do something different since we have a little extra time. I'll explain in a second. But living in the light of eternity.
我们知道说活在永恒的光中。
The redemption story was brought into the realm of reality at the cross of Jesus.
这救赎的故事呢，是在耶稣的十字架上成为真实了。
This is the final chapter of the story that is yet unfinished.
但是呢，这个最后的这一章还没有开始，还没有结束。
Despite that we have momentary afflictions,
虽然我们有暂时的一些折磨。
Troubles and suffering.
一些困难或者一些痛苦。
We all experience this.
我们都是有这样的经验。
Our destiny holds forth a glorious promise of joy unspeakable.
但是呢，我们的命运是会带一个无可说明、说不出来的喜乐带给我们的。
Let us read Revelation 21.
我们一起读启示录二十一章。
This is the Apostle John writing.
这个是使徒约翰所写的。
This is back in the latter part of the first century.
这个是在第一世纪的后半段。
God has shown him the future.
神已经把未来给他看了。
The future that has not happened yet.
那这个未来呢，到现在都还没有来。
But this is our destiny that God invites us to.
这是我们的命运，我们以后要去的，神要邀请我们去的。
John writes,
使徒约翰这样写，
I saw a new heaven and new earth.
我又看见一个新天新地。
For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
因为先前的天地已经过去了。
What the scripture says here is that this is the first heaven, the first earth, now, the present time.
所以这圣经里面的意思就是说，我们现在住的这个呢，是第一个天地。
So all that exists in our world today will someday perish.
所以我们现在所存在在这个世界上的，有一天都会结束。
But we have the promise that God will recreate a new heavens and new earth.
但是神他应许我们，他还会再创造一个新天新地。
Scripture tells us that that new heavens and new earth will be different than now.
那圣经告诉我们说，这个新天新地跟现在是不一样。
The things that we see happening in our world today，
我们现在在这个世界上所见的各样发生的事情。
The wars，
这个战争。
The persecutions，
那些迫害。
The evil，
那些邪恶的事情。
Will someday pass away，
总有一天都会结束。
We have God's promise，
我们有神的应许。
John goes on to say,
约翰又继续说，
I heard a loud voice from heaven saying,
我又看见圣城耶路撒冷从天而降，
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，
And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
他要与人同住，他要做他的子民。
That is his invitation to people today, to you, to me, to be his people.
这也是神对现在的人，对你跟对我所发出的邀请，来成为他的子民。
Not perfect.
不是完全的。
Not with all knowledge.
我们也不是什么都知道。
Sometimes we.Don't do the right thing.
常我们都做了不是做不对的事情，我们都做了不对的事情。
But he loves us anyways.
但他还是爱我们。
And he invites us to be his child.
他还邀请我们成为他的儿女。
But here we read where this is going.
但是我们接下来读说这个接下来是怎么样呢？
John writes, God himself will be with them and be their God.
在这边说神要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。
This harkens back to the beginning of time.
所以呢，这个讲的呢，就是在创世之先，
where God created mankind to be in fellowship, relationship with Him.
当神他创造人类要与他有一个关系的时候，
then sin happened.
但是罪发生了，
and it continues to happen.
那继续还在发生。
Sin separates men, people from God.
罪把人跟神分开了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is holy.
因为神他是圣洁的。
He's righteous.
他是公义的。
He's just.
他是正义的。
And nothing could be in the presence of God that is sinful.
所以罪恶是不能在神的面前显现的。
Now if His ultimate purpose for us,
如果他对我们最终的旨意是
is that we would be with God in a close personal relationship.
他是想要我们跟神在一起有一个很密切的关系的话。
In fellowship.
跟他神有一个关系相交。
How can that be?
那怎么办呢？
Because Jesus came.
但是耶稣来了。
And he died for my sins, for our sins.
他为我的罪，也为你们我们的罪而死。
Because he was perfect.
因为他是完全的。
His death on the cross for us
他在十字架上为我们而死
is perfect
是完全的
He said from the cross as he was dying
当他在十字架上要临死的时候
It is finished
他说完成了
Those words mean paid in full
意思就是说已经完全的偿还了
Which Jesus shouted from the cross
所以耶稣在十字架上大声的呼喊
That his mission was accomplished.
他的要做的事情已经完成了。
That he paid for the sins of all of the world.
他已经完全的付了这个整个世界上所欠的债。
And when we believe in him,
所以当我们相信他的时候，
our sins are washed away.
我们的罪就洗净了。
We are cleansed.
所以我们干净了。
We are ready for heaven.
所以我们现在就已经准备好要进入天堂。
So though we are imperfect,
所以虽然我们是不完全
Because of Christ, we can be in the presence of our God.
但是因为基督的缘故，我们可以与神同在。
That begins today. It begins this very moment.
这个呢，从现在这一个时候就开始了。
This life is preparation for eternity.
所以我们现在的今生是为永恒做准备的。
Let me finish with what John wrote.
那最后呢， 我用这一句话来总结。
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There shall be no more death.
不再有死亡。
Nor sorrow.
不再有悲哀。
Nor crying.
没有哭嚎。
There shall be no more pain.
也不再有疼痛。
For the former things have passed away.
因为以前的事情都过去了。
Whatever we go through today is the former things.
所以我们现在的经历的事情呢，都要成为以前的事情。
I know people.
那我认识一些人。
And I know myself.
我也知道我自己是什么样子。
Life is hard.
生活是不容易的。
At times there can be great discouragement.
常常我们会受到挫折了。
Great pain.
很多的痛苦。
Suffering.
很多的折磨。
There's so much that we could worry about.
我们可以担心许许多多的事情。
We are human.
因为我们是人。
But scripture tells us this too shall pass.
但圣经告诉我们说这些也会过去。
And God will carry you through if you trust him.
如果你信任神的话，神他会带领你度过这些。
Pastor Paul gave us these. You could take these out now.
保罗牧师，对 Pastor Paul 他给我们这个回应表。
I believe they call these your response cards.
就是回应表。
This is a way for you to communicate with others.
这个呢是让你可以跟其他人做沟通的一个机会。
I notice that there's various boxes you can check off. You put your name, your email on there.
所以这边有不同的格你可以填，然后你可以把你的名字跟你的电子邮件写下来。
At the top of the sheet there's my email, jamespanofino@yahoo.
所以在最上面这一行呢，有我的 email jamespanofino@yahoo.
I would welcome hearing from you if you have questions about life, about God, about science, or about philosophy, religion, history. This is what I do.
所以呢，我很欢迎你们来提问，问我问题，关于生命的问题，关于神，关于哲学，关于宗教，关于这各样的事情，因为这个呢，就是我的专业。
My greatest honor would be to encourage you and others in their faith.
我最大的荣幸呢，就是能够在你们的生命跟你们的信仰当中鼓励你们。
As you look at the first box, it mentions this. It says, "For the first time in my life."
在你们看第一项的里面呢，它写说，在我人生的第一次。
I have decided to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior.
决定相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
Savior of my life, and that He died for me.
是救主，并知道他为我而死。
And it says, "I want to be a follower."
我要成为耶稣的追随者，基督徒。
Of Jesus.
耶稣的追随者。
I said,This is what it means to be a Christian.
这个就是基督徒就是这样。
You follow Jesus.
追随基督。
And Jesus will never lead you astray.
耶稣不会带你走偏离的路。
If you have any questions about this,
你如果还是有任何的问题，
I'm sure Pastor Paul and others would love to talk to you about it.
我相信保罗牧师还有其他人都很愿意的跟你谈这个事情。
It's been said.
有人说，
Your decision to follow and trust Christ.
当你决定要信任也要追随主耶稣的时候
is the greatest decision you will ever make.
这个是你一生当中最棒的决定。
The second box says,
那第二项里面呢，
that you're not ready, and that's okay.
就是还没有预备，我还没准备好。
But also that you may have questions.
这个没关系，但是你可能还有很多问题。
That's okay.
那这也没关系。
Questions are good.
有问题是很好的。
So if you do check that box.
如果你是这样的话，请你把这个打勾。
There's also a box if you want to be baptized.
接下来还有一项说我想要受洗。
I don't know if that's been explained what baptism is here.
我不知道我们有没有解释过受洗是什么意思呢？
In the Bible.
在圣经里面。
Romans chapter 6, Paul talks about baptism.
在罗马书第六章，使徒保罗谈到了受洗。
It's a public testimony.
是一个公众的见证。
Of our faith in Christ.
见证我们在耶稣基督里面的信仰。
Again, I'm sure pastor and the elders would love to share more about that if you have an interest.
那我相信你们的牧师跟你们长老们很愿意跟你分享这个事情。
The next box says, if you're going through any type of difficulty,
下一项呢在讲说我如果正处于各样的困难
or troubles,
然后有些痛苦的地方
we all have them,
我们都每个人都有的
the Bible encourages us to seek the Lord,
圣经鼓励我们呢要先求神的国跟神的义
which is called prayer,
这个呢也就是透过祷告。
And it says that when we pray to the Lord,
就是说如果我们当我们向神祷告的时候
with a sincere heart,
用一个真心诚意的心
He hears our prayer,
他会聆听我们的祷告
and he will answer,
他会回答
The last box is for other, I don't know what that means.
对，最后一项呢就是其他
Now we have about 15 minutes,
我们还有差不多15分钟。
Okay, I didn't know how long with translating how long it might take, so it obviously didn't take as long as I thought.
我不知道这个翻译要会多久，就发现翻译没有我想象那么长。
Because our translator is so good.
因为我们翻译很好。
So let us take opportunity now. If you have a question.
现在呢，我们趁这个机会，如果你有问题的话。
And there's no bad questions.
这没有一个问题是很烂的问题。
But if you have a question that you maybe would like to bring up, and I will do my best to answer.
如果你现在有问题的话，你可以提出，我会尽我所能的回答你。
Maybe you could just raise your hand, and anyone have a question about God, about life, about eternity, about Evolution about anything.
对对 Anyone? 你们任何人有什么问题？关于神、关于信仰、关于永恒，甚至于关于这个进化论，都可以提出来问。
Okay, while you're thinking about this opportunity,
当你们还正在思想有问题的时候
，I teach three youth groups a week.
我让你们知道，我一个礼拜呢，带领了三个青少年的团契。
By the way, I'm probably the busiest guy you'll ever meet.
我可能是你们认识的人当中最忙的。
I pastor full time.
我全时间的做牧师。
I go to high schools.
我去高中。
To colleges.
我去了大学。
into wherever, anywhere someone will let me go.
或者是我去任何一个人家邀请我去了，我就去。
So I meet with teenagers every week, and they get to ask any questions that they want.
那我在每个礼拜都跟青少年见面，所以他们就可以问我任何他们想要问的问题。
Some of their questions are very deep.
那有些问题非常的深奥的。
Some of them are ridiculous.
那有一些是很荒谬的。
I'll give an example of the ridiculous.
所以我给你一个例子，是荒谬的例子。
Maybe that's not the right word.
我不应该用那个字眼来形容。
Funny.
是有趣的，好玩，好笑的。
One student's question recently was this.
最近我收到一个问题呢，一个学生这样问。
In heaven.
在天堂里面。
Will I have to love my loved ones who I don't like on earth?
我在天堂里面是不是还要再爱那个我必须要爱的，可是我却不喜欢的那些人呢？
You heard me. That was a real question from a young person. They didn't put their name on the card.
所以真的是一个青少年这样子问我，但还没有把他名字写下来。
I found it funny.
我觉得很有趣。
And it made me think.
也让我深深思考了。
Sometimes, even with our loved ones,
所以呢，虽然有时候呢是我们所爱的人，
it's hard to get along with them.
也有时候很难跟他们相处。
It's okay.
也没关系。
In heaven,
在天堂里面，
God will work it out.
神会解决这个问题。
Anyone have a question? I got tons of them. I don't know if you want all my questions.
你们有问题吗？我自己有很多问题，我不知道你们愿不愿意听我的问题。你说三十年前
，me or anyone, me？
三十年前，你说你三十年前也是人生发生一件事，让你要对神做一个祷告。那到底是什么事情造成你做这个事，这样子做呢
？As I mentioned earlier，
就像我刚刚讲
，I spent many years searching。
我花了很多年的时间来寻找。
I wanted to know what the truth was.
我想要知道什么是真理。
But I also wanted to have a truth that I could live.
而且我也想要这个真理呢，是我可以用在生活上面。
I wasn't just looking for religion.
所以我也不是想要找一个宗教信仰。
Or just more information.
或者是想要得到更多的资讯。
I wanted something that spoke to my heart and my mind.
我希望有一个东西呢，它是对我的理性跟我的心都说话的。
I didn't really know what I was looking for.
所以我在寻找的时候，我不真正知道我到底想要找什么。
But I grew tired.
但是我后来很疲累了。
I grew weary of the search.
因为我在寻找的过程很累。
Suddenly,
突然之间，
I asked for God's help.
我就跟神求帮助了。
I asked God if God is there.
我跟神说，如果你存在的话。
Please reveal yourself to me.
请把你自己显明给我看。
As I mentioned,
因为我说了，
I was looking at the stars at night.
就像我刚刚说了，我晚上的时候看到天上的星星。
Beautiful and awesome.
又美又伟大。
My question was, who put them there?
那我的问题就是说，谁把它放在那里的？
I did not know what I was really asking.
我在那个时候，我不自己在问什么，我都不知道。
But God was merciful.
但是神很有怜悯
，and very patient with me.
他对我也很有耐心。
And then he started to change the way that I thought.
他就改变了我思想的方式。
New relationships.
他给我一个新的关系。
New people.
给我一个新的人在我身边。
New ideas.
让我一个新的想法。
As I said, I met my wife at the first Bible study I ever went to.
就像我说了，我在我人生第一个去的查经班，我就认识我的太太了。
I thought she was unusual.
我觉得她很特别。
She came into the Bible study.
她来查经班的时候。
On a motorcycle.
她骑摩托车来的。
Took off her helmet.
然后她就把她那个安全帽拿下来。
And I knew that was the woman for me.
我一看，我就是这个是为我准备的女人。
But seriously.
但是呢，严肃来说
，As I began to investigate the claims of Jesus Christ，
当我开始 来研究探讨神他自己所宣称的事情的时候
，In what he said about me, about life, about eternity，
耶稣他所说的关于我、关于生命、关于永恒的事情的时候
，It made sense，
它很合理。
When I studied specifically the resurrection of Christ，
当我特别专注来研究这个神的耶稣基督的复活的这件事情
，I found that it was true。
我发现它是真实的。
Jesus died。
耶稣他受死。
It's a fact of history。
他的死亡是历史上一个真实的事实。
But it is an equal fact that on the third day he rose。
但是相同也是事实的呢，就是他第三天又复活了。
There's nobody like Jesus。
没有一个人像耶稣这样子。
Many claim to have powers.
很多人他们会自己说自己有能力。
And many followers.
那他们也有很多的跟随者。
But Jesus.
但是耶稣。
Convinced me.
他说服我了。
By his love.
他用他的爱来说服我。
That he died for me for all my wrongs.
他为我而死，为我所有的犯的错而死。
And he restored me.
他又把我给修复了。
And gave me new hope.
给我一个新的希望。
And I am not anything special.
我也不是什么特别的人。
Many of you know.
而且很多人在座大家都知道。
The love of Jesus yourself.
你自己经验过耶稣的爱。
There's no one like Jesus.
对，没有一个人像耶稣这样。
So when I asked him into my life, he changed my life.
所以当我要求耶稣来进入我的生命的时候，他就改变了我的生命。
It's just never been the same.
所以我的生命再也不一样。
The Bible tells me.
圣经告诉我。
In Romans 12.
在罗马书十二章。
That when we fall in love with Jesus.
如果我们爱耶稣的话。
It says he will renew our mind.
他就是他要更新我们的思想。
That is just one gift that I've experienced.
所以这个就是我从神手中得到最大的恩赐礼物。
The Bible says he takes broken hearts.
圣经说他把破碎的心拿起来。
And he mends them.
然后把它修复了。
He takes hopelessness.
他把绝望的。
And brings joy.
但是把喜乐。
We could go on for hours. I would love to talk about Jesus. He's my best friend.
我可以花很多的时间跟你们继续的谈。谈耶稣的事情，他是我最好的朋友。
But honestly, I want him to be your best friend.
但是呢，我诚心的也希望他是你的最好的朋友。
Was there any other questions? We got time maybe for one or two more.
我们还有一些时间，可以再一个或两个问题。
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
I have a question.
你刚刚谈到说你常常跟一些青少年在一起，那我的问题是说你在跟青少年在一块的时候，最大最挑战的状况是什么样子？
The most challenging，
那对我来说最有挑战性的。
Truthfully， I can't think of something that stands out。
诚实来说，我没有办法想说有哪一个事情是特别的不一样。
Because people， when people know that you really love them。
因为当人知道你真的爱他们的时候
，When Jesus was asked the greatest commandment，
当人家问耶稣最大的诫命是什么
，He said to love God, heart, mind, soul, and strength。
他说要爱神，要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神
，And to love others the way you love yourself。
爱人如己。
So when people know that you love God like that。
当人家知道说你爱神是如此的爱
，and you love people like that，
然后你爱人也是这样子的爱
，then they open up to you，
他们就会对你敞开
，and you listen to them，
那你也会聆听他们
，and they will tell you what they're thinking and what's in their heart，
他们也愿意的告诉你他们心里在想什么和头脑里面在想什么。
What I found that everyone has questions。
所以我知道的是每一个人都有问题，都有他们的问题。
Sometimes doubts.
有些时候会一些怀疑。
Sometimes we're confused because of all the information we get from our society.
有些时候他们混淆了，因为在这个世界上，他们得到太多的不同的资讯。
For example,
我举个例子。
Some college students at Syracuse University.
啊，在 Syracuse University 里面一些大学生们。
As we were discussing any question that they want to bring up, they asked if I believed in evolution.
那我就说你们可以尽量提问啊。他说，哎，你相信进化论吗？
And so we talk about origins. Where do we come from? Are we just accidents of nature?
所以我们就提到说，我们的来源，我们的源头在哪里？还是说我们只是自然界里面一个小意外？
So we talk aboutareas of science, of complexity,
所以我们谈到说在科学里面看到的这些复杂性
of design,
或者这个设计性
of order,
或者这个秩序
and so we just ask a simple question. This comes up with the students quite often because this is what we're told.
所以呢这个常常在学生里面就会问一些这种看似简单的问题，但是呢这个他们被教导了很多不一样的东西。
We're told by our education systems.
在我们的教育系统里面，我们被受到一些特定的教导。
By books, by our media.
我们看的一些其他的书，或者是这个媒体。
And by many other sources of information.
或者其他各样不同的这个资讯的来源呢，来教育我们。
That there is no God.
教育我们说世上没有神。
And my question that I asked back then.Why is there so much design and order and beauty and complexity in life?
那我回问他们的时候呢，我就会说，你有没有看到里面为什么有这么多的设计性，这么多秩序性，这么多的美丽，跟这么多复杂性在生命当中呢？
From the microcosm,
在从这个微观的世界里面看，
inside every cell of your body,
在你这个细胞里面的每一个身体里面的每个细胞当中。
There is phenomenal order in information.
你在里面可以看到一个复杂的很多的这个秩序跟这个资讯在里面。
A very specific coded information called DNA.
里面这个有这个特别的设计在里面，好像 DNA 一样。
Which tells everyone who you are.
它让每一个人知道他是什么样子。
That you were designed.
那你的设计是怎么样？
And design implies a designer.
那如果有设计的话，就有一个设计者。
And the greater the design,
那这个设计越棒的话呢？
The greater the designer.
那个设计者呢，就越棒。
So the question that comes up often with students,
所以学生常常提这个问题。
Does God exist?
神存在吗？
So we have a lot of conversations that talk about the question ofevidence that God does exist.
那我们常常就在神存不存在这个事情上面有很多的对话。
I'm looking at the clock.
我现在在看时钟。
And I don't think this is the time to begin a discussion on the fine-tuning argument of the universe.
那我想这个现在可能是没有办法好好的仔细的来讨论说这个宇宙是怎么样。
Or anthropic principles.
What is that? 或者是这个什么？
I finish with actually one, it's called the cosmological argument.
那我想要结束呢，用一个这个宇宙的这个讨论，宇宙观来结束。
It's not arguing like that.
那我刚讲的 argument 这个不是辩论或是吵架，这是一个讨论。
It just means to give reasons for why you believe in God.
那我要做的呢就是让你们知道说为什么你相信神的原因是什么。
Please listen carefully.
那请你们仔细听。
Two premises, one conclusion.
三个前提，一个结论。
If you took philosophy 101,
如果你有学过基础的这个哲学的话，
you know what I'm saying.
那你就知道我在讲什么。
It's called a syllogism.
哇，我的天。
Syllogism. It's okay. Premise one.
好，第一个前提是什么呢？
Everything that begins to exist has a cause.
每一个存在的东西呢，都有一个原因。
It's called the law of causality.
就是一个起始的律。
Sometimes also called the law of contingency.
或者是就是。
Everything is caused by something.
每一个东西呢都有一个原因。
Everything that has been brought into existence, that is.
每一个存在的东西都会有一个原因才让它存在。
So, everything that begins to exist has a cause.
所以每一个存在的东西都有一个东西让它存在，有一个起始。
Premise two.
第二个前提。
The universe began to exist.
这个宇宙是开始存在的。
We know by laws of science.
我们用科学的律法也知道。
The second law of thermodynamics.
啊，这个热力学的第二定律。
It's called the law of entropy.
啊，啊，熵。
Entropy.
啊，熵。
Oh. In philosophy. In philosophy, you cannot have an eternal regress. We just think it through. There has to be a beginning of an order of events.
所以呢，在哲学里面呢，就像我刚刚讲的，你如果有一个事情的话，就一定会有一个开始，所以有一个秩序的开始。
All scientists today believe that the universe began to exist.
啊，这个所有的科学家，现在的科学家都相信说，宇宙的存在是有一个开始的。
Okay.Premise one, everything that begins to exist has a cause.
那第一个前提就是说，每一个存在的东西都有一个开始。
Premise two, the universe began to exist.
那第二个前提呢，就是这个宇宙是有个开始的。
Therefore,
所以呢
the universe has a cause, a grand cause, a first cause, a primal cause. That cause.
那所以说，这个宇宙呢是有一个原因，是有个开始，是有一个。促进造成存在的这个开始
，must be outside of time。
那这个开始呢，必须是超越时间的
，because time began with the first moment of creation。
因为时间呢，只有在创造开始的时候才开始存在。
That first cause has to be awesome in power。
那这一个原始的创造的这存在的这个东西呢，必须是很伟大的
，because we can witness。Creation itself and saying something brought all this into existence.
因为我们看到这个创造物、被造之物的伟大，我们就知道这个创造的这个一定是伟大的。
And there's many other characteristics that speak of this first cause.
那我们还可以看到呢许多的特征来描述这个开始或这个创造是什么样子。
But we know that cause had to be personal because we have persons, we reflect something of our cause.
而且我们知道这个开始或这个创造呢是有位格的，是有人格的，因为我们反映出来这个位格跟人格。
So, as we describe that first cause,
所以当我们要描述这个开始的时候
，we are describing God.
我们就是在描述神。
But God is transcendent.
但是神是超越的。
He's beyond our knowledge.
他是超越我们的知识的。
Just by the effect of creation, we know that.
就是光看到这个创造的本身，我们就知道神是超越的。
It is a magnificent universe, is it not?
我们存在的宇宙是不是一个浩瀚伟大的宇宙呢？
But he is also immanent.
但是他又是随时的。
Personal.
他是同时的，而且也是个人的，是人格的。
And he has revealed himself.In Jesus.
他把他自己呢透过耶稣来显明出来了。
The Bible describes in Colossians chapter 1,
在哥罗西书第一章圣经这样讲。
Jesus is our creator.
耶稣是我们的创造者。
And you can believe him.
你可以相信他。
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here today.
谢谢你们今天让我有机会能够跟你们在一起。
Is someone going to close in prayer or do I close in prayer? I don't see anyone coming forward. Oh, yes. Again, thank you. God bless you.
好，谢谢你，神祝福你。